Well, good morning, everybody. Aaron Nagler here, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on the YouTube channel. It is Tuesday morning, beautiful day in a lot of places, but perhaps not New York City as we prepare for the remnants of the hurricane. I hope it's great wherever you are. The Packers have begun walkthroughs. That's right. They're on a football field doing walkthrough type activities. It's all very exciting. We heard from Aaron Rodgers and Kenny Clark yesterday. Later on this afternoon, we'll hear from Davante Adams and Coach LaFleur once again. I believe Adams is around 2:30 Eastern. LaFleur is like 5 Eastern, around there. I'm not sure the exact times at the moment, but we'll hear from them later today. In the meantime, it's lovely to see everybody in the comments. Of course, Big B and Joey the Jaguar are here. Always good to see you guys. Corey Mansky's here. What's up? Kevin, good morning. Good morning, Nagler. What's up, Ryan? How are you? Recently heard Matt Stafford is opting out. How tough will it be for the Lions to compete in the division with David Blau? I haven't seen that. Maybe that went across the wire before I went live. I saw that he was on the COVID list. I didn't hear that he was opting out, but I may have missed it. I have been head in the sand with the Packers. So that's what happens once the Packers start doing stuff. I kind of get blinders to everything else. So if that is the case, that is a bit crazy. And yes, it will be tough. Although we did see them take the Packers to the wire with David Blau at quarterback last year. So nothing's assumed. Daniel, how close are you to securing a Rodgers interview? I don't think very close. We'll see. I'll be there in a couple weeks, and I'll put in my customary request, and I have no doubt it will be turned down, but we'll see. Stafford threw a game-winning TD with a broken collarbone. COVID should be scared of him. That's good, Mitchell. I like it. Did I send Rodgers a Cheesehead TV sweatshirt? Yes, Steven. I most certainly did. I sent him a carry the G. I gave him two options. I said, either a lot of ball game left or carry the G, and he chose carry the G. So, yes, I sent it to him, and apparently it arrived because he gave us a shout-out during his interview yesterday. How close are you to securing a Banky old-fashioned? I'll tell you what. I'm definitely going to have a Banky old-fashioned before I have a sit-down with Aaron Rodgers. Let's just put it that way. Sad as that is. But I will say I cannot wait for a Banky old-fashioned. As a Packers fan, even I can admit Stafford is grossly underrated. Frank couldn't agree more. The slander against the guy kind of blows my mind, actually. He's really fucking good. Nags, will the NFL be played in a bubble? No. I did see things like the Saints are going to try and sequester their team in a hotel. I think you may see those types of arrangements pop up around the league, but as far as a true bubble, no. It's just logistically impossible. Can't be done. Given most players are now sophomores in LaFleur's system, how much bigger will the offensive install be as compared to last year, and how much will COVID roadblock said install? That's a really good question, Frank. In fact, I'll ask him that exact thing this afternoon. I tend to believe most of what they're going to be doing is expanding slightly on what they did last year rather than trying to have some robust kind of move forward. I do think you'll see adjustments. I do think you'll see more condensed formations, etc. But I don't think it's going to be a monster step in any single direction. I do think, again, there'll be adjustments and they'll try and evolve. But given the realities of not having an offseason where you could do anything on the field, they're literally getting in their first walkthroughs this week. So, I think that kind of expansion of the playbook, the system, what have you, we'll have to wait for one more year. Big B, Bart Starr is the GOAT. AM, it's hard to argue. Hard to argue with your logic there. Can you elaborate on Andy Herman's point that no staff turnover will be bigger this year? Well, I mean, I don't want to speak for Andy, but I would tend to think because the Packers kept relatively their coaching staff intact, that helps things as far as continuity, what we were just talking about, expanding a playbook, expanding concepts, trying to tweak, trying to move forward with things. Obviously, there was a little turnover, but for the most part, everyone's still intact. You've got, for the most part, the same defensive staff, same offensive staff, save for, you know, that wide receiver position. Yeah, I think that does help, especially in a season where, especially early on in the year, I think teams with continuity are going to have a little bit of an advantage. Now, I don't think that automatically, you know, gives them the leg up, so to speak, when they get on the field in week one. And they're going to be going against a team in the Vikings who are very different than them in the sense that they did have a lot of staff turnover and they have had a lot of new guys come into their system, i.e. either rookies or free agents, whereas the Packers have pretty much kept the same staff intact and very much have a very similar roster to what they had last year. That continuity can only help. Now, that doesn't mean you win the game, but it certainly gives you kind of, I think, a bit of a head start. Andy Herman is top class. Couldn't agree more, Robin. That's why, you know, when there's a lot going on, I like to talk to people who knows what's up. That's why I talked to Andy last night. And if you missed it, it's right here on the channel. Extra Cheese last night around 8. I had a lovely live chat with Andy. Like I said, if you missed it, hit it up here on the channel. I know it's their job, but the sports media discussing then spinning in all caps. Every word out of Gutekunst to the floor in A-Rod's mouth is maddening. Listen to the whole thing. That's my QB for now. For now is being, you know, is the key phrase there. But yeah, I know. And I don't know if you guys follow Banky on Twitter, you saw him going ham on people. And you also saw the birth of what I think is going to be a new fun weekly series. Corey Banky rates the beat. I love it. But yeah, no, I agree for the most part. You guys know. I think Schneidman put up a tweet yesterday during Rodgers' availability saying that Rodgers is making it clear that he's tired of the questions about his future. And I retweeted it and said, he's arrived where I was 2 months ago. You know, all this stuff is so already so played out, and we're not even, you know, in pads and hitting yet. The problem is, and this is where I come to defense a little bit of my media brethren, you know, writing stories about the long snapper doesn't click. People don't read. People don't talk about it. People don't consume it. Hell, you could do a story about David Bakhtiari, a really involved deep dive into his personality, his play on the field, a complete breakdown, 2,000 words, like really go at it. And you could do a, you know, Aaron Rodgers says he's sick of talking about his future, blah, blah, blah. Will he remain with the team? Like 500-word blog post that you throw off for nothing. And that 500-word tossed-off blog post is going to do 10 times the traffic as the David Bakhtiari piece. It's a sad reality. And again, I don't do those things. I understand why they're done and understand why people ask and why people talk about it, etc. It ain't my bag, but I get why it is. I get why it exists. It's frustrating. It's part of the life when you've got a franchise quarterback, so I'm fine. it's a good problem as a fan to have. Kelvin, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, love the vids. Was due to get my first Lambo game as a stop on our honeymoon, but COVID. Maybe next year. Go Pack Go from Ireland. Kelvin, thanks so much. And Go Pack Go from New York City. Stay safe, and you'll definitely get to Lambeau next year. No doubt about it. And it's going to be wonderful. I'm sorry your trip gets delayed, but hey, and congrats on the honeymoon. Well done, buddy. Bigger jump from MVS or St. Brown at wideout. And I've said before, Kevin, I think it's going to be EQ. I think he's going to maybe not surprise some people because I think people are expecting him to, I don't know about break out, but look good in this system. You heard LaFleur name check him, as did Aaron Rodgers. I think there's some excitement there. I think MVS is still going to be able to be productive. I just think EQ has a better all-around, has the potential for a better all-around game. We'll see. It's still very, very early obviously. Does this non-offseason add an extra year for Love's development and not moving to the starter anytime soon? Not necessarily. It all depends on what he does on the field and in practice and in meetings and what the personnel people and the coaches, you know, break down and dissect his game and see how he looks. And I think he's ready. You never know, man. I still maintain I think it's going to be 2 years. And whether this was going to be a, you know, COVID shortened off season and or season, I don't think much changes. Now, the one big caveat here is obviously he has to look good and look like he's developing and looks like he can play or is ready to play. Now, that's not a given, but that's what we'll watch transpire over the next 2 years. And the thing is, we won't see a lot of it. I say watch transpire, but we'll see preseason games next year, maybe, you know, training camp, etc. But for the most part, a lot of that stuff will go on behind closed doors that we're not privy to. And that's where the trust factor comes in. Got to trust Goody and Matt to make the right call. Lewis, thanks for the super chat. Do you think they will allow fans in Lambeau? You know, they keep talking about it. Much to my surprise, I know the Raiders just announced yesterday that there won't be any fans in their brand new spanking new stadium. Murphy keeps talking about 10 to 12,000. I've been very surprised at that insistence that that has been maintained. But look, it's a day-by-day world we're living in here. It would not surprise me in the slightest to see an announcement from the team prior to the home opener against the Lions for the Packers to say, you know, no fans this year. Here's refunds for everybody, et cetera. But I also wouldn't be surprised if they went ahead and allowed 10 to 12,000 fans at each home game, which will be so weird if they go through with that. But TBD. Again, yeah, I'm a bit surprised that they have kept that possibility open as long as they have. Can you see, sense just a little bit of a different, in a good way, hunger in Lazard? He seems to have that intangible. You know, Matt, I want to. I love it. I love that idea. But really, it doesn't mean much. I mean, I know we've seen him posting throughout the offseason. You see him on social media. You hear him in interviews. And, man, yes, I love it. I do kind of get the sense of what you're talking about. It doesn't mean him a hill of beans, though, once he steps on the football field. Got to do it there, right? But I do love that feeling, and I definitely know what you're talking about. And, hell, I've said several times right here on these chats, I think he's locked in at number two on the wide receiver depth chart, and I think he is going to have a very productive season. But we'll see. Nego, what are your concerns with Jordan Love? I have no concerns with Jordan Love. Man, that guy can sling it. He's an athlete. I saw a lot of interceptions last year on a team that was bereft of talent. He had started a new system, in a new system, had new coaching staff, etc. Reminded me of Brett Favre, actually, in the sense that Brett, his junior year, was amazing. I mean, absolutely phenomenal. Then he got in his car accident, and his senior year wasn't quite as good, and that's a big reason why he slipped to the second round. But, you know, you look at Jordan Love's senior year and you think, oh, okay, there's a lot of problems here, decision-making, etc. You look at his junior year, holy Toledo, man. Kid can make every throw. He's unafraid. He throws the best deep ball I have seen in a long time. Just get him a couple years on the bench and let him go, man. I'm ready. I miss players riding kids' bikes right now. Stu, kill me now. I hear you, buddy. I hear you. Oh, man, I hear you. It's painful, right? All this camp time. But there's no camp going on. Oh, killing me. Killing me, Smalls. Why do I keep advocating for wide receivers? Is this a joke? Is there another Nagler I don't know about? I'm the one dude saying no to all these wide receivers. What are you talking about? This is our team. I made that video. What are you talking about? I'm confused. Garrett sounds very official and serious here. Aaron Nagler, what's the plan for transplants? Do we need to wait until week one? Yeah, I said a little bit ago, a couple of days ago, I think, maybe last week. I don't know. These days all blend together. I talked to Corey before he left for Wisconsin, and I didn't really get a commitment out of him. LiveX is insanely busy. Not so sure. We had a deal in place with a sponsor for Packer transplants for this season back in March, which obviously all fell apart because everything that's going on. And since then, LiveX has had to pivot and has gotten insanely busy. And that has made Corey insanely busy. So we will do Packer transplants at some point. I have no idea when. I can't even commit to week one. It'll happen eventually once Corey's in a better spot schedule-wise. But right now, it's going to be a bit. And I apologize for that, but that's the way of the world at the moment. Robin, what's the most stupid question you've heard in a press conference or conference call? Oh, man, I don't know. That's a question for Corey Banky. I would ask him that on Twitter because I'm sure he has a catalog. There are some dumb ones, though. No question about it. It is nice, though, now that we do these on Zoom and we're all muted. You know, they have the control. So we're all muted. So people are asking some stuff, and I'm just like, what are you doing? And I can do that. Like, if you were in a scrum, you couldn't say that, right? But so that part's been kind of nice. But, yeah, I don't know. Do a Zoom transplants, but with a few Patreon members at a time. Well, we, Antoine, that is the plan. We actually did some of that this offseason. But again, it's down to Corey and his schedule. But we will, it will get done. We will be doing one eventually. I promise. No doubt. If Jordan Love pulls a Dexter Williams and doesn't necessarily grasp the mental side of the Fleur system, do the Packers still move on from Rodgers and roll the dice on Love since he was such a high pick? Evan, I would tend to think that all of the homework they've done, trading up for a kid, all the background work the scouts have done, the GM has done, everybody in the building has done on the kid, that selection wouldn't have been made if they thought he couldn't grasp Matt LaFleur's system. That's all I'll say about that. I want transplants in my life and a Cheesehead TV football, Nagler. I know those Cheesehead TV footballs. That's a pure collector's item right there. You know who has one? Katie Nolan has one. Should ask her. I'm sure she's not using it anymore. Watching Coward's Takes makes me sick. Well, why are you watching Coward's Takes? Easy solve. Other than running back, what are some positions the Packers could trade away or who? Why are you wanting them to trade people away? I like their players. I don't know. I know Jamal Williams is obviously a guy you're referencing there. I do think they could listen to people if they call, if someone called about Corey Linsley. I'd be surprised if they actively shopped him. But being able to get a draft pick for him that maybe potentially would be better than their comp pick after they allow him to walk next offseason, if they choose to do that, might be something they look into because Lucas Patrick has looked so competent in his place. That said, I think they really like Corey, and I think, you know, again, they're not going to shop him, but I think they'd listen, depending on the pick. So many questions. Tom Grassi thinks we can trade away Elgton Jenkins. Boo this man! Boo that man! I tried stirring. I did kind of stir stuff up last night because he was doing his Madden Mondays and he was trying to get Christian McCaffrey and he was trading away like the farm to try and get him on Madden in his franchise mode. And Elgton Jenkins was part of that package. Man, this is the problem, man. Well, come on. I thought you were a Packers fan, Grassi. I guess now you've sold out to the rest of the NFL fandom. I get it. Frank, thanks for the super chat. Jordan Love excels when it comes to going through his reads. I'm excited to see how that translates in the NFL. Also, Massive Attack shirt. Awesome, Massive Attack. Thank you. I love Massive Attack. As far as going through his reads, you know, I do think that's an area where he struggled last year. I do think, again, you go back and you look at the prior, you could look at 2018, he's a little better in that regard. I think a lot of that comes down to coaching, the staff that he had on hand, the system he was running, which was different than what he had last year. Last year, I do think he locked on to guys. He came off his initial read quickly and then just improvised. Some of that was because he didn't have much available to him. Not a lot of guys were getting open. His offensive line had issues, etc. So I do think, again, he's got all the tools. I think he's got the smarts. He just needs a couple years on the bench, get ready to play, and it's going to be time. Imagine Rodgers' cadence without fans. He's pretty good. He mentioned it yesterday, the possibility of maybe a few more free plays. What will be wild is being able to hear him in U.S. Bank Stadium. Crazy. Week one, empty U.S. Bank Stadium. What's going to be so annoying? What's going to be the worst thing on earth is going to be the first time the Vikings get a first down and you hear, oh, in the empty stadium as it echoes through the eternity of hell. That's going to be the worst. Who wins in a fight? Mike Florio or Colin Cowherd? The viewers? I don't know. No idea. Nags, why are the Vikings getting so much hype? Who cares? Honestly. Do you care? You don't. Come on. You don't really care. I mean, you know, because there's a lot of change with the Vikings. Here's the thing that happens a lot when it comes to Green Bay and national perceptions and media coverage, etc. Because Green Bay is usually, not always, obviously last year was very different, but usually they're so steady and there's a lot of continuity, not a lot gets talked about. They don't make a lot of headlines during off seasons because they just keep their train running. Whereas these other teams are making wild moves each and every offseason, so they get headlines and they get talked about and the shows pick it up and blah, blah, blah. The Vikings did a lot of moves and made a lot of moves this offseason, so they're getting talked about. The Packers, obviously we all know the storyline there. It's all about driving into the ground the selection of Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers' reaction to it. I love how much the horn upsets you guys because it upsets me so much as well. Ooh, Sly, good question. Who gets the first QB sack this year for us? Christian Kirksey. Mark it zero, dude. How's the kettle? Save the kettle. Kettle of Fish is at just over 85,000. They've kind of stalled trying to hit their $100,000 goal. Please do what you can. Save the kettle. In fact, I'm going to put the link right here in the chat. So if you have a couple bucks, maybe you just got paid, you just want to help, there you go. Save the kettle. I'm gonna have to jump. Can't thank you guys enough. Please hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. I'll be back this evening after we hear from Davante Adams and Coach. In the meantime, as I said, hit like, hit subscribe. Tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.